You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Your body is talking to you. Are you listening? Join Coach Stephanie Wood as they let you in on the little-known secrets of your body. Every day, you will walk a little prouder as you and your body merge into the whole person that you have always strived to be. After all, what's not to love about you? Body confidence is the expectation of a positive outcome. Are you ready for a fun-filled, informative hour that will give you and your body confidence?
Hi, everyone. This is Coach Stephanie Wood with Coach Sharon Shrieky. We're here at the Law of Attraction Radio Network, where we produce and have conversations with our body confidence, Law of Attraction style, which we thoroughly enjoy, and we want you to share your stories with us. And we have a few stories today that people have written in. Sharon, tell people how they can find you and what you want them most to know about you.
Okay, well, I love for everybody to know that I am a relationship specialist. I work with all kinds of relationships, whether it's with your children, in a parenting situation, or spousal relationships. Any relationships that touch our lives is the area that I find myself helping people with and, discovering with. And if anybody out there wants to reach me, you can reach me on my email, send me an email, or you can send me a little letter about what you're experiencing. Stephanie and I are taking questions. We get emails all the time about, what you're going through so that we can bring it up in our podcasts. We'd love that. If anyone wants to contact me, you can contact me on SharonShrieky@gmail.com. That's SharonShrieky. And Stephanie and I both offer a super session, a quick 20-minute session for free, so that we can explore a little bit about what concerns you at the moment and how we can get on the road to recovery. If anybody's interested, please contact Stephanie or myself and send me an email. Love that. How about you, Steph? What are you up to?
Sharon, just give them your email one more time, because you have a very unique name.
Yes, it is. a little interesting, because there's a Q there. It's SharonShrieky@gmail.com. That's SharonShrieky@gmail.com. Yes, thanks, Steph.
I love the cue. So you could find me at bodyawe, bodyawe.com, where you can kind of peruse my site. There's some ebooks there. There's my body knowledge system, which coincides with our body confidence and helping you ascertain how to create body confidence for yourself so that you can bring your beautiful talents out to the world. And possibly, if you're also interested in starting any kind of entrepreneurial business, I'm here for you as well. You can contact me at bodyawe.com or at my toll-free number, 1-866-76-COACH, COACH. That's 866-76-COACH, which is COACH. Again, you can contact Sharon, you can contact me, you can contact both of us for an uplifting body confidence coaching experience. So with that said, we had this wonderful woman contact us the other day, and she said, how can becoming more body confidence help me market my business? How can becoming more body confident help me market my business? So what came up for you, Sharon?
So, it's so interesting. What came up for me was a world, because when I got married and I started a family, I was raising my family. I was always a coach. And at that point, I wasn't a life coach. I didn't go to school at that point, but I was the life coach of my husband, because my husband was in the situation of marketing his brand. And so I think that what this letter, you know, what clicked into my brain was the process of building his company through his brand. And he had many issues of brand confidence. He always, well, growing up, and we did this together. We would discuss these things and I would help him through it. And what it was he didn't feel confident in his brand as much as he felt if he was to have gotten a popular name brand, you know, took a license, he would have better luck with it. So I was my marriage and what we would discuss as far as his business was always to have confidence in his own company, in his own brand, as opposed to getting a licensed brand for his product.
Okay. But that for our clients is a good choice to make. Correct. I mean, if somebody really is not at that body confidence level and they just want to license somebody else's brand, if I heard you correctly, then at least they have a choice, and we should put that out to our clients. Now, Absolutely. For me, it's a great story. For me, marketing, whatever you call it, branding, marketing, whatever, is really showing who you really are. So when you attain that body confidence through certain body knowledge system tools, you know, you're showing who you really are, and also to have that feeling of helping others. Does that ring a bell for you? I mean, I know when I'm coaching, I'm helping other people, and that turns me on. That turns them on too. So the marketing part of it, which can be boring.
Right.
It can be, you know, yeah. Like you have your own coach and he or she says, well, it might behoove you to do A, B, and C. And you go, I don't want to do that.
Right.
I don't want to do that.
But you know what? If you have a method, like you said, if you have a method and you feel confident in your method, then moving forward is easier. So, as what I'm hearing you say is that, sometimes it's scary to believe in your product or believe in what you're doing when you're not confident yourself. When
yes.
We don't, right. So we need to build our body confidence in who we are. And then, I'm going to tell you something, Steph. You just flip the switch in my brain. Because, you know, it was so funny because we were at the time that we were, my husband and I were going through this whole thing of, you know, building his company. He was building a brand and it was very hard for him. He didn't really have confidence with the brand or actually. With
but
himself.
Really he had you as the confidence pill.
Yeah. Well, till today, I believe in that original brand. And I don't believe he has, maybe I've superseded him in that area where, we built this brand together because he would come to me and we would think about it. And
that's lovely.
I love this brand. I feel like it's one of my babies. It's one of my babies. He, you know, my husband's in the watch business and he has a watch brand that he started with. But since he started that brand, he always felt as if he would be more successful if he had a licensed brand, something that was recognizable.
Well, because his body confidence, it wasn't that he didn't have body confidence. It was that he was more confident doing it differently than you.
Ah, yes. I even till today, believe that if we, you know, if we start something out and you build on it and you stick with it, and it becomes your baby. It becomes something, you know, I've seen it happen where you could build something and put your heart into it and create something beautiful.
But he wasn't there at that point.
Exactly. So,
which is okay, because for any of our clients, if you're not there and you want to go a different path, God bless you.
Yes, absolutely. And you know what? It is connected to body confidence, and confidence. I guess also there's intuition, you know, sometimes, you know, two partners might have different views based on their intuition or what they've experienced. So maybe since I haven't experienced, disappointment or certain things, I was better able to take a risk, you know? And I think that that's another piece of this puzzle is when a person had disappointments or, you know, maybe they've made mistakes, they bring
Yeah. Say more about that.
Yeah. So I think so if we take the two of us, here I was raising a family and adding to the, you know, adding my opinion to the business. And here he was on in the trenches of the business with the ups and the downs and the money situations and
But you brought to our attention about you can have two partners and you share your viewpoints, but at the same time, especially in any entrepreneurial business, you have people who support you. And if they disagree with you, that's okay. But you came from a place that risk was actually your friend.
Yeah. Well, you know, I also came from a place that risk, I probably didn't feel the result of the risk as profoundly as him. So he had more fear of taking the risk. But he has, you know, I was able to say, yeah, I think that we should go with this brand, because I love it and it's going to be great. And he was like, oh, but I failed here and I failed there. You know,
But again, his body confidence was at a different place than yours. And it was nice that you respected that.
Yes. So I always, at the end, I always, of course, respected that because he was the one that was, you know, in the trenches, so to speak.
Yes.
But I noticed that, so the way it goes with body confidence is today, I notice a maturity that happened as far as his body confidence. And with that came more confident to make more confidence in his brand came with body confidence. I mean, his body confidence grew as maturity, you know, with maturity and with the fact that he's been weathering the storm and he knows what to expect. And with that, body confidence I'm looking at it now, has more, he's supporting his brand more. He's seeing possibilities, whereas before it was, no, I can't do this. You know, I have to get a license. I have to get something that's, you know, recognizable. I can't build this. Today, that body confidence came with a lot of strength to back his own brand. And so I think that that's, you know, our caller, our question here was that, you know, Can becoming more body confident help me market my business, is what she said.
Yes. You know? Yes. But again, there's, as we've been talking about, there's different stages. And to recognize that and notice it, and it's okay.
Right.
Different stages. Right. Different stages.
To notice that, you know, where you are, and acknowledge that this is where I am right now, and it's okay, right? Like you say, it's okay to be here, maybe at the point where, you know, where you don't feel so confident getting a license of a recognizable brand or something, or doing, having another option is the right thing to do, you know. But it's really trusting yourself, you know. It's trusting where you are at the moment and tuning into your intuition.
So I hope this woman who wrote in has heard about how to become more body confident to help her market her business. So again, for me, marketing is just showing who you really are and helping others.
So how do you think the law of attraction plays into that?
Well, the law of attraction plays into really creating your intention. So going back to your husband's story, I mean, what do you think his intention was to create this new business of his?
So I think that starting out, his intention was to just support his family and to, you know, monetize because he had this, you know, new family and he couldn't really take risks. And so at that point, he always felt like, you know, his body confidence was low. I can't do this. This is too big. I need to ride on somebody else's brand because it's safer. And right now I just need to make money. And that's the, you know, that's the thing. As we matured into the business, as he matured, he felt, you know, and he's had ups and downs and experiences and he's tried different things and he's matured into body confidence and he's able to today say, okay, well, now I know. Now I'm able to play. I don't have as many mouths to feed because they're one by one, you know, skipping out of here. Well, so now is the time that I can play a little bit and I could feel more confident in my skin and my brand, I can build my brand and I feel good about my brand and I could do more with it because there's not so many restrictions when it's your own brand as far as, you know, when you license somebody else's brand, you know, they tell you what to do and what you can't do, you know, you're restricted. And as you
get... Yes, but I would happily disagree with you in that when he went with the known brand, he had body confidence with that choice. So it wasn't I would happily love him more for going that path, not just because he had to feed mouths, but because he felt better body confidence going on that path.
Yes, yes, yes.
Tell me if you
absolutely.
Follow me.
Oh, so yes, absolutely.
Either way, it was his choice, better body confidence. So with any business, with any marketing, you have to be confident. I mean, I was talking with my coach the other day, and I'm telling you, Sharon, I know we're live, but I came away from that call. I always contemplate what we talked about, and I totally, whatever he suggested, I felt a lower body confidence. I wanted to do it my way. Now, I always have a coach in my life because I like to hear other sides of the story, just not my own voice talking, which, you know, is important. And I'm telling you, I'm doing it my way. I mean, but because I saw the other way, it gave me more strength. I'm hearing some back feet, Sharon. Okay. I had more strength in doing it my way. Have you ever experienced something like that?
So I think, yes, I think that in the areas that I've ever experienced that was pure body confidence. You know, if anyone ever out there is curious about what body confidence is, it's when you say, so you can hear somebody giving you advice and say, yes, I acknowledge that advice, but I'm going to do it my way because this is what I feel is right in my body.
I know, but you know, that could be really hard. I mean, I contemplated on this like for a week.
Yeah,
he could be right and la, 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 la. He's a great coach. But with this particular thing we were talking about, and it was my marketing.
Right. Wow.
Now, but again, like your husband, I take the consequences.
Right.
But don't you think when you have body confidence with a certain choice, with law of attraction, with your intention, it works out?
Yes. I believe it. I believe it that when your body is, when your body feels it, when you make a choice and your body feels that it's the right thing and you're all in.
You're
all in. And then that's the law of attraction just says, yes, smiles on you. We're in. We're doing this. It's it. That's it.
And what really is the worst thing that could happen? I mean, if maybe you're with law of attraction, sometimes you have an intention and you don't really believe it.
Right. So the worst that could happen is that you have contrast. You have contrast that teaches you, okay, that this is not, maybe we need to go to a different direction, you know, and contrast is great because without contrast, we don't know what we want. And so
contrast is great. So everybody get a coach so you can see the contrast. So with that said, I want you to give your information again. I'll give mine. And if you want to start out with what is the one thing that you want people listening today to practice?
Yeah, I think that we need to develop our body confidence when we have a choice. So we want to market something or we want to support an idea. We need to maybe meditate on it or get to the point where we're feeling it in our body. When our body is feeling it, then we can really support what we really want in our lives. And so I think that would be the right thing, feeling it first in our body and then playing it out in our lives. How about you, Steph?
Oh, tell people how they can contact you,
sure.
Please.
You can contact me, SharonShriki at gmail.com, SharonShriki at gmail.com. And I enjoy working with people with any kind of relationship situation, any kind of, anybody wants to increase love in their lives or connection, that's really something that I really enjoy doing. And I find that I have an affinity to. If anyone wants to reach me again, we are taking letters. You can email me or Stephanie. And my email is SharonShriqui at gmail.com. You can send us a little quick note and we would really bring up your topic on our show. Or we are also offering a free mini super session to help you for free. And you know, we can be contacted. How about you, Steph? Tell us. What are you up to?
Okay, I'm going to piggyback on your message feel it in your body. Usually we're just running around, we're too busy, but if you take that moment to take your body for a walk and or just do some cleaning around the house or something where you can connect with your body, and in this way your body confidence soars, and whatever choice you make, whether it's marketing or whatever is going on in your life, that's the way to go. So you can contact me at bodyawe, bodyawe.com, or at my toll-free number, 866-76-COACH, COACH. And both Sharon and I will give you a complimentary uplifting body confidence coaching experience around our specialties as well. And Sharon, I'm going to see you next week, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Same time, same bat time, same bat channel.
You got it. See you later.
All right.
Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us today. We will be back with another great show on body confidence. To contact us individually, please send an email to CoachStephanieWood@gmail.com or visit our show page at loaradionetwork.com/body-confidence. See you next week.